Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am deeply grateful, as always, that you chose to be with me on this 23rd day of October 2021. We're going to look at mental illness. It is huge in our country, and not surprisingly so. I just find it very interesting that people are so surprised that there is such a thing as mental illness in our country. When you really look at it, what is mental illness? Well, it's a condition which causes serious disorder in a person's behavior or thinking, according to the dictionary. And that's not much of a definition, in my opinion. I think that's pretty weak. But it is more than that. We live in a very, well, let me just quote this from Krishnamurti, who I was privileged to sit with in India many, many moons ago. He was a remarkable man, totally remarkable, had a great courage. And he often said things that are and were considered in the day outlandish. But here's one of the things he said that I thought was so perfect. It is no measure of health to be well-adjusted in a profoundly sick society. And he is very, very correct. I will read that again to you. It is no measure of health to be well-adjusted to a profoundly sick society. And we are profoundly ill. We, in this country, in Western civilization, we pride ourselves on so many things. Our industry, our cunning, our entertainment, our sports. But a lot I was reading just recently in the Chronicle, we like to be scared. We like to be frightened. This really turns on the adrenal energies in us, chemistry of our body. It gives us that push, that high, that excitement that we long for. But the interesting thing about being frightened and being scared is that we will pay for people to do this to us. We don't want any harm to come to us, but I was reading in the Chronicle about Universal Studios. They have a haunted house that's over the top. And when I was a kid, you went to a haunted house. It was scary, but it wasn't over the top. And after a while, you started to realize, what am I doing to myself? What is this macabre thing I am doing? And it is a form of entertainment. And it is now, during the pandemic, when we were all sequestered in our homes, young people were finding it difficult to be alone with themselves. And, of course, all of the things that we do to this very fragile psychology of ours is basically built on the whole idea of trying to entertain ourselves through what I call the macabre, the unhealthy, the sickness that we tend to go towards when we are in our genetic behaviors. And in our genetics, there is a little switch down there in our brain that likes to be odd, that likes to be primitive, I should really say, that likes the macabre. So here we go. First question from Craig in Los Angeles. And here's what he says. Seems that many of us young people are mentally ill, so they say. I don't believe I am. Why do they say we're mentally ill? Craig. Well, they're not saying all of you are mentally ill, but there certainly is a lot to be said there because of the suicide rate. That's why. And young people are killing themselves in record numbers, as I have read about it. I don't know if that's true, but from what I've read, yes, record numbers. And it's concerning the whole idea of being alone and the future that people, young people, don't feel they have. And I understand all of that. I get it. This is a very difficult world with the environment the way it is, the weather, the whole idea of the economy, that we have left it a shambles, and at least my generation did, and I don't think it's been very I don't think it's been looked at, examined. To turn this boat around would take a Herculean effort on the part of society, on the part of government, and that is just not going to happen. So the reason many young people are mentally ill is they grew up on watching Mike Myers, horror stories. You know, you start to look at some of the movies that were put out, where what we used to call slasher movies. These things have an effect on the psyche of a person. And I don't know what Hollywood's whole thing is right now on watching people throw up. In every movie, they have a puke scene, and I don't even get that. But I blame a lot of this on Hollywood, as well as the indifference that government has over what the public views. And should the government mandate certain standards for mental illness and provoking mental illness in movies and such? I don't think so. But really, movie makers should have the common sense to ask themselves, would I want my child to watch the movie I'm going to make millions off of? And I don't know. This is all just a personal thing with people. Entertainment and the need for entertainment is addicting. It's an addiction, and it causes a lot of people to lose their sensibilities and to go off the deep end. I think people are lonely, very lonely, and they need distraction constantly. Their devices are very much necessary for them to amuse themselves so they don't have to look at their life, look at themselves. Their preoccupation with devices and social media has caused a lot of terrible things. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of mental illness. I was watching a little clip on YouTube about this young lady who she went nuts, and she talked about it. She went what they would call crazy, suffered mental illness because she was watching something on Facebook that told her that the other girls were prettier than her, skinnier than her, and that it made her feel less than. And I looked at it, and she's certainly not ugly, and she's certainly not fat. And now this is all in her mind, this whole thing. I sat there and I thought, well, you know, you look fine to me, but to her, she's ugly. And that's a form of the mental illness we speak of. People get involved in their assumptions and their body and their looks, and they get this whole idea that they should look a certain way. They want to be better than others. And this is a profoundly, as Krishnamurti said, sick, profoundly sick. And we look at the way people dress, their body image, the whole thing. It's nuts. So, Craig, many young people are suffering, deeply, deeply suffering. Can it be cured, as you said in your email? Probably not. Probably not. Because it would take a very, very big effort for a person to awaken, to start the process of self-examination and not allowing themselves to fall for the guise of what other people think of them, their opinions of them. There is no standard for love. There is an authentic love, but there is no standard, shall we say, for authentic love. And that's what we need to fall into, to the process of awakening to that love that lives within us. And I just don't see it happening in young people. They don't consider meditation viable. They look at it as that hippie thing that we do, and that's as far as it goes. So, Craig, I don't know. You know, the answers would be a total shutdown of society and a reworking of it, and that's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. So this is the world we live in. It's a mental ill, a mental cruelty, a mental defective society that we live in. Please forgive me. Namaste. Whether or not we'll ever be able to maneuver our way into any kind of civility would really be questionable, in my opinion. And the last question from Carrie, again in Los Angeles, another one. How can we, as she said, help if we are depressed? What can we do? And she is 15 years old, she says. Kelly, there are certain things that you can fix on the outside, you know, doing work to help maybe homeless people or whatever. I work with all sorts of different people in hospice, and I work with children who are neglected and thrown out to the wolves, as it were, in my opinion. But anyway, that's my opinion. So the whole idea is, if you don't like what's going on around you, be a part of something that you feel would help. And if you really want to help, you're going to have to extend yourself beyond your comfort zones. You're going to have to examine yourself and understand how your mind works, how your brain works, what your priorities are, what your values are. And if you can understand those things and relate to them and see how they may or may not relate to another person, then you have something very unique that you can do. You can examine your own, change, get involved with other people, do things that push us forward in the idea of at least compassion, at least understanding, some sense of forgiveness. And if you don't do that, then you're a part of the problem. That's why I do the work I do. I'm not doing this to make a name for myself. Believe me, I run way under the radar. I don't want people to know who I am. But nonetheless, unless the none, the whole effort is, if you help one person, and this is what I've found, just one person, if you are able to bring a person to at least their sensibilities, if nothing else, the whole idea of committing suicide and how bad that would be, how demeaning that would be to their life, the whole thing. If you can at least get it to that, then you have something really wonderful that you've done with your life. And you've helped another person get out of that demeaning attitude. But I'm going to tell you, people have their own way of living. They have their own opinions. And, you know, the government doesn't understand why this mandate thing isn't working. They just don't get. What do you expect them to do? They see it as a threat to their own psychology, and they see it as a threat to their own life even. They are not going to be told what to do, blah, 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 blah. It's crazy. And I understand how nurses and doctors feel, because I work with them, and they just shrug their shoulders and don't understand the whole people thing. We're mentally ill. This is a mentally ill time. We're in the age of great stupidity, as was written in the Wall Street Journal. And until we are willing to lift ourselves out of that stupidity, we're going to go on and on and on, just the way we are. I got to get out of here. I'm out of here. Thank you for your beautiful question, Kelly, and please forgive me. Namaste. We'll be back on the air tomorrow morning, and I hope you will join me. I've got more questions that people are asking, and maybe help you a little bit with meditation. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.